You know, I was reading about this idea of content saturation the other day, and it really made me think.
Right.
We have this like infinite shelf space now on the internet, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, it never fills up. But our human ability to actually create good stuff to put on that shelf is, well, it's very finite.
It's the classic signal to noise problem, isn't it?
Sure.
Every company thinks they can be a media company, but then they hit that wall. They realize producing quality media is just incredibly expensive and operationally a nightmare.
Exactly. And that tension is where we're starting our deep dive today. We're looking at a hypothetical partnership, a collision, really, between two giants to see if we can solve this.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So on one side, you've got BrainStation. If you're in the tech or digital world, you know them. They're a global leader in workforce transformation. They've trained over 35,000 professionals.
And they're not just online. They have major hubs, New York, London, Toronto, Vancouver. They run these intense boot camps in data, design, product, AI. Think of them as just a massive factory of intellectual capital.
A factory that is constantly producing knowledge.
Constantly.
And then on the other side, we have this thing called Auto Content API. Now, I have to admit, when I first heard of it, I kind of rolled my eyes. I thought, oh, great, another AI writer.
I get that. But the way they describe it is different. It's programmable content infrastructure.
And that distinction is important.
It's everything. We're not talking about a chatbot where you sit and type a prompt. This is an industrial engine. They call it a notebook LM API alternative. But for enterprise level scale, it's built to automate creating podcasts, videos, articles, the works.
Okay, notebook LML alternative is a bit of a mouthful. Break that down for someone who doesn't live on GitHub.
Sure. Think of it like this. Google's Notebook LM is a cockpit. You, the human, sit in it. You upload a file, you chat with it manually. It's a tool for a pilot.
Okay.
The Auto Content API is the engine under the plane. You don't chat with it. You wire it into your systems, maybe with code or a tool like Zapier. It just runs in the background, processing information and spitting out finished content without a human ever touching it.
So our mission today is to play matchmaker. We're going to explore how a massive education company like BrainStation could use an API-first content strategy to just completely dominate their market.
Because they're sitting on a gold mine of content.
A total gold mine, but I also see a huge bottleneck in getting all that value out into the world.
That bottleneck is very real. And the best place to see it in action is their event strategy. BrainStation is an event machine.
Their calendar is packed. I was looking in New York. They've got the future of the creator economy with Connie Chan. She's the director of strategy at Hashtag Paid. That's a huge deal.
That's a very high-value event. Connie is a serious player. She's talking about forecasts for 2025, what's coming in 2026. For anyone in marketing, that insight is literally worth money.
And on the same day in Toronto, they've got leaders in fintech. But here's the problem, and I think everyone listening has felt this pain. If you're not in New York at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday, you miss it. The value is just gone.
It creates FOMO? Yeah. But from a business point of view, it's just wildly inefficient. It's a one-time occurrence. The value gets delivered to maybe 100 people in a room, and then poof, it evaporates.
But isn't that just the nature of live events? You sort of had to be there.
In the old model, yes. Think about the friction for BrainStation to capture that value today. They'd need a sound engineer, a producer, to listen to the whole hour and find the best parts, then an editor to piece it all together.
You're talking a 3-day turnaround minimum and a few thousand dollars in billable hours.
At least. Which is why companies only do it for their massive annual conference. That Tuesday night intro to data workshop, all that knowledge is just lost forever.
So this is where the API comes in.
This is where it changes the entire economic equation. Imagine BrainStation just records the raw audio from Connie Chan's talk.
Just a file from the soundboard.
Exactly. And they don't give it to a person. They just feed it straight into the Auto Content API.
And this is where I get a little skeptical, because we've all seen AI summaries. They're usually these dry, bullet-pointed lists that nobody actually wants to read.
Right, but this is different. The API uses what they call multi-speaker dynamics. It doesn't just summarize, it actually generates a podcast episode with a host and an expert, like a radio show, discussing the event.
Wait, it creates a dialogue, like what you and I are doing right now.
Exactly like this. It takes Connie Chan's talk and turns it into a back-and-forth conversation that analyzes her key points. It makes the content bingeable instead of a chore.
But does it sound, good? Or does it sound like two GPS voices arguing?
That's the big question, the uncanny valley. The documentation says the voices are natural, steady, and believable. The tech has moved so fast, it even adds in pauses, intonation, the little ums and ashes to sound human.
So in theory, BrainStation could set up a pipeline. Every single attempt from their big keynotes to a simple design evening automatically becomes a podcast episode on Spotify minutes after it's over.
Without hiring a single new audio engineer, you're moving from a human-constrained model to a server-constrained one. The only limit is how many API credits you want to use.
That is a huge shift. But let's talk about the students themselves, because BrainStation's core business isn't just free events, it's those big, deep certifications. The data science course, product leadership.
These are intense programs.
Yeah.
And this connects to a huge pain point in modern learning, PDF fatigue.
Oh, I feel that in my bones. You sign up for a course, you're all excited, and then you get a link to a Google Drive folder just full of dense PDFs and slide decks. It's necessary stuff, but it's so heavy.
It is. And the people taking these courses are usually working full time. They can't always just sit down and read a 50-page document.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the API's educational purposes use case becomes a strategic weapon.
How so?
You take that 50-page PDF on, say, Python for Data Science, and you transform it into an audio lecture.
Hang on, though. An audio lecture on Python code? That sounds awful.
Huh.
Open bracket, print, quote, hello world? I mean, who would listen to that on their commute?
Right, yeah. If it were reading the code character by character, that would be terrible. But the API is smarter. It synthesizes the concept. It becomes a study guide. So instead of the syntax, it's explaining the logic, the why behind the libraries, the data structures.
Ah, okay. That makes way more sense. So a student on the tube in London can actually study the core concepts without having to stare at a screen.
Precisely. It's about accessibility. BrainStation could create what's called a private podcast network.
What does that look like?
It's an internal audio feed just for the students in that specific course. Imagine getting a daily audio brief summarizing the key concepts from last night's class, generated directly from the instructor's slides.
That's pretty powerful. I also saw the API has a deep research endpoint. Is that just summarizing notes, or can it go out and find new information?
No, this is different. Deep research uses AI agents to actually browse the live web. This is huge for keeping a curriculum current. An instructor or even a student could trigger a task like find the latest trends in AI supply chain for 2026.
And it doesn't just make up an answer.
No, it goes out and reads reputable sources. It can check SEC filings, read the Financial Times, technical docs, and it comes back with structured notes and actual citations.
It's like having a research assistant on call 247.
Exactly. And for a company like BrainStation that has to be on the cutting edge, that speed is critical.
Well, let's talk about that speed, because if you're teaching AI or digital marketing, your slides from last week can be obsolete by Tuesday.
It's the whole concept of newsjacking, injecting your brand into a breaking news story to show you're relevant.
But by the time a corporate marketing team gets approval for a blog post, the news cycle has already moved on three times.
That's the corporate sluggishness problem. The API tries to solve this with a feature called real-time social intelligence. It's monitoring data feeds from X and Reddit.
Okay, so let's play this out. A new AI model drops, or there's a big shift in crypto.
The API sees that trend. That's the trigger. It then automatically launches a deep research task to understand why it's trending.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and this is the magic part, it produces a market alert.
And a market alert is what? A text message?
It could be. Or, with this API, it could be a 60-second vertical video for TikTok. Or an audio brief. Something that explains the news and crucially ties it back to BrainStation. Here's what this means for you, and here's how our curriculum prepares you for it.
And this all happens automatically?
Potentially, yeah. So while their competitors are still in a meeting trying to figure out their official stance, BrainStation already has a video explanation live on LinkedIn.
That's agility on a whole other level. Now, I want to zoom out. BrainStation is global US, UK, Canada. They obviously want students from all over.
Right. But content is usually stuck in one language.
Mm-hmm.
And that language barrier is a massive cap on your total addressable market, your TAM.
Hmm.
They have these amazing success stories. I was reading about Carlos Barreto Rodriguez, a software engineering manager, and Kate Lane Smith, a senior product designer.
Their stories are the best kind of social proof. I went to BrainStation, and now I have this amazing job.
Exactly. But if those testimonials are only in English, you're missing out on a huge global audience. And localization is usually a nightmare. Translators, voice actors, subtitle editors. It's so expensive and slow.
Just how does the API handle that? Just subtitles?
It goes way further. It supports over 50 languages, including voice cloning and synthesis. So they could take Kate's testimonial video.
And have her speaking fluent Spanish.
Or German, or French, or Japanese. The API translates the script and resynthesizes the audio to match. You effectively clone the asset for a new market.
That is wild. You can literally 5X your potential audience overnight without hiring a single local content team in Berlin.
That's the efficiency of the API model. It's all about asset utilization. You already have the great story. Why let it live in only one language?
Okay, so we've hit audio research translation, but we have to talk about the 800-pound gorilla of the internet, video and SEO.
This is where it all comes together for customer acquisition. BrainStation has these landing pages for every single course, right? Mm. Digital marketing certification, UX design.
And those pages can get pretty stale. Just text. Google calls it thin content.
Exactly. Google wants to see users sticking around, dwell time. And the best way to get dwell time is video. But video is by far the most expensive content to produce.
So if you want a unique video for every single course page, you're talking at a budget that would make your eyes water.
In the old model, yes. But the API has a specific endpoint for this. Video create shorts. It's designed for something called programmatic SEO.
Programmatic SEO. Break that down for me.
It just means creating content at scale using code instead of a person, specifically to rank on search engines. Instead of human making one video, the code makes 100 videos from a template.
Okay, walk me through the economics of that, because usually cheap video looks, well, cheap.
Right, so to make a short video manually, you're looking at anywhere from $50 to maybe $300 on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
Through the API, it costs about 400 credits.
Which is what in real money?
On their business plan, it works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. Versus $300. That's not just a saving. That's a completely different reality.
It is. It means BrainStation could create a 60-second horizontal explainer video for every single certification page on their site. What will you learn in the UX design bootcamp? The API just pulls the course details, finds relevant stock footage, adds a voiceover, and builds the video.
So suddenly every landing page has a custom video, dwell time goes up, SEO ranking goes up, signups go up.
And they can pump out vertical versions for TikTok and YouTube Shorts to drive traffic to those pages. It creates a faceless content engine. You don't need a host on camera every day.
It really does seem like an unfair advantage. When you stack all this up, it all comes down to the business case.
The economic argument is just undeniable. At the end of the day, BrainStation is a business.
We talked about the 4 euro video. What about the podcasts?
A traditionally produced podcast can cost hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. With the API credit model, you're looking at maybe 10 to 200 credits an episode.
So a 99% reduction in unit cost.
Yes. But, and this is really important, the cost saving isn't even the biggest prize here. The most important metric for a company like this is focus.
What do you mean by that?
If they adopt this API-first model, they stop spending all their time and resources on the logistics of marketing.
Yeah.
They aren't burning out their team editing audio or fighting with video software.
Right. They aren't arguing about which thumbnail to use.
Exactly. They free up their human capital, their best people, to focus on what actually moves the needle. The curriculum quality, the instructors, the student experience, the content infrastructure just runs itself.
It's a fascinating vision. So let's wrap this up. We've painted this picture of a BrainStation that is just hyper-present.
It's ubiquity. The idea is that every event becomes a podcast. Every set of course notes becomes an audio study guide. Every success story becomes a viral multi-language video.
And the so what for everyone listening. Why should they care how BrainStation runs its back end?
Because it's about meeting the learner where they are. Whether you're scrolling TikTok, searching on Google, or listening to Spotify on a run, a brand can't wait for you to come to their website anymore. They have to be in your feed. And you simply cannot do that manually at scale. You need infrastructure.
It makes perfect sense. And I think that leads us to a final kind of provocative thought to leave you with.
This is what I've been mulling over. BrainStation's whole mission is to teach people the future of digital skills, right? They teach people to build with AI, to use Python, to lead in tech.
They are selling the future.
So if they're teaching the future, shouldn't their own content infrastructure be run by the very AI agents they're teaching their students how to build?
It's a physician heal thyself kind of moment, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, if I'm a student there, the ultimate proof of the curriculum isn't just my job offer. It's whether the institution itself is brave enough to let the AI they teach run their own company.
That's a great point. If you're going to teach the revolution, you should probably be powered by it.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for diving in with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.